All right, so John, from Hampton Beach busboy to bearded baker, and now the world is learning about your mad cake skills. What did you have to do to be among the 12 bakers selected?
It's an interesting question. I mean, I had to be selected, they found me. They reached out to me, which was pretty cool. Through my social media and everything. So they reached out to me. It was a long series of Skype interviews and, showing them some of my work via Skype and everything. And then after a couple weeks of doing that, which seems like months, I finally got the call and I was being flown out to LA to go film.
If I only ever saw the first episode, which I watched, I would think that one would need a legal ID to eat your whiskey-infused goodies. What's with the Moscow Mule affection?
I'm not really sure why they have such an infatuation with the Moscow Mule thing. I just kind of went with it. It was the first idea that I had to, infuse, citrus and ginger into a pastry. I was like, what do I like that has citrus and ginger? I was like, all right, that's a Moscow Mule. It's ginger beer and, lemon and stuff. So, word, let's do that. And for whatever reason, Food Network just decided to run with it, and that's become, my staple now, I guess.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All the control is basically in the editing room. You just put it out there, and they craft the story, I guess.
Exactly.
So, John, I know that you're engaged. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
But your dog, Mr. Stark, was sad to see you leave for L.A. Did you get to talk to Mr. Stark while you were away?
Yeah, I had a couple FaceTimes here and there while I was away. Got to see him get bigger over the screen while I was out there. But, when I finally got back, it was a good reunite.
Sure.
Reunion, rather.
So is Mr. Stark's name an homage to John Stark, the American Revolution Major General?
He's actually a homage to Tony Stark. I'm a big Marvel fan. So.
Well, I'm glad we got that cleared up. So your winter hat cake was a work of art as you duplicated a hand-knitted winter hat beautifully. Did you select the hat because it spoke to you?
Yeah, I definitely, when I was looking up there, I loved that hat in particular. I wear beanies all the time in the winter. As you know, it's very cold out here, so, it's part of my look during the winter, just wearing a beanie always. So I looked up and I saw that one. It was, really cool and, hand-knitted all these bright colors on it, so I, ran up for it as soon as I saw it.
And I think Judge Duff Goldman said, and I hope I got the quote right, he said, you captured the coziness of cake. What's it like to get validation from a cake-decorating icon?
Yeah, a guy like Duff Goldman saying that was probably the coolest thing I've, got to experience being in this, business, in this industry. Duff Goldman, Buddy from Cake Boss, those guys have, totally, set the table for people like me to, really have an opportunity to do cake decorating as a hobby, or more than a hobby, as a profession, to take it to that next level. So, to hear him say that was the coolest thing ever.
So you shot the Holiday Baking Championship during the summer in L.A. COVID was happening then. Did they take precautions into account?
Oh, they definitely did. Obviously, when we're on set, we're not wearing our masks, but the second the camera cuts, we're following, all the necessary precautions and everything. So they did a great job with that.
That's cool. So you finished second from last in the preheat competition, but looks like you finished third in the main heat. Did that hat cake boost your confidence?
Definitely. I was totally out of my element with the first challenge doing breads and stuff. So being able to do a cake to kind of redeem myself was huge.
You seem pretty chill compared to some bakers, but what's really going on inside while you're doing this on TV?
Oh, I'm a mess in my own head, man. I overthink everything and I stress out, but I just believe in trying to appear cool, calm, and collected. So I try to do that my best, but yeah, it is super stressful being in that kitchen.
I know that you're sworn to secrecy about how things work out, and we would never ask you about that. But how on earth do you just keep it? How do you not slip out with stuff that happened?
It's hard, man. It's so exciting. It's something that you look forward to, at least I have anyway, as long as I've been, in the baking business, cake decorating. I've always wanted to be on Food Network. I've always wanted to compete. And so to be able to do that is, like, so cool. And then to not be able to tell anybody about it for, like, 4 months is, like, torture.
But, it is. I would imagine, though, if I kind of bribed you with a couple of Moscow mules, I might be able to break you down.
You never know. You never know.
Well, we should mention the name of your, it's a family-owned bakery, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I know I'm the owner, but my parents and, you know, fiance, the whole family helps out.
Oh, that's great. It's called Bearded Baking Company on Union Street, right here in Manchester. We're so excited to have our local boy in the competition. You know,
doing my best to represent New Hampshire out there, for sure.
Fantastic. John Buati, what a pleasure. We'll stay in touch.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on.
Oh, you're very welcome. Take care, buddy.
Yeah, you too, man.
Thanks. Bye.